Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott, 221-1402. If you're hearing a little problem hearing this, switch over to 1670, 10,000 big watts. Our toll-free number is 1-800-521-1989, and I'm joined in the studio today by one of the dozens and dozens of people it takes to put this show on, Frosty.
Good morning.
Frosty shaved.
I did.
Frosty could get into high school.
I could probably get into Disneyland for cheap.
You probably could. You know, just barely. Yeah, but you could ride all the rides, though. I mean, you're taller than that little elf.
I think there might be a position open with Kids Unlimited this weekend. Sorry.
I just want to say that I miss Linda on Friday.
Aww. I miss Linda too.
She keeps us in check, you know.
Well, she does. You know, we got into the Hooters thing, and you know, then riding the plastic Hooter, but which was really a scooter. But we did miss you, hon. And speaking of which. Oh, good morning, dear Linda.
Hey, good morning. You know, today is June, in case you're just waking up and joining us. Today is June 8th. Now, yesterday was Dean Martin's birthday, and it was also D-Day.
On June 6th, and I was so remiss, and I'd like to apologize to everybody for not even mentioning that Friday. We kind of had a wild show going on. But, June 6th, 1944, was D-Day, and my father landed that day on Normandy Beach.
But June 7th was Dean Martin's birthday.
That's right, which is a little bit happier occasion.
Yeah, and I was fortunate to work alongside of him for 8 wonderful years with a group of girls that are still my gold digger sisters. So anyway, Dean, people ask me, what was he really like? And all I can say to you is that of all the greats, he was by far the most gentleman, class act. What you saw on stage, he was not a drunk, but that was kind of an act. But what you saw on stage, just being a relaxed person within his own skin, is how he was in private life. And he was very generous and wonderful with us. Now, this weekend, I wanted to share with our listeners, I was in Salt Lake City, and which is a lovely place to be, at the Salt Palace. And it was a Zuri convention. And when you go on our website, you'll see the Zuri icon. I want to tell you about it because it's pretty phenomenal, but I'm not going to, you know, use the radio waves right now. But if you go on our website and you click on the Zuri icon, it'll go to a field. And if you want to hear about an incredible, it's an opportunity. It's cutting edge. Tony Robbins was there. He rocked the world. He is such a rock star. He was amazing. Deepak Chopra, some of the best minds in medicine. It's a new formulation of a health and well-being drink. Carl and I have been using it for a year now, so we have great testimonials too. So I just want to share that with you. That's why I was there this weekend. And wow, I got some good juice. Well, literally and figuratively. Something else, the swap meet was this weekend.
The swap meet. Now, the swap meet that we have, and if you'd missed it Saturday, you thought it was going to rain. Well,
swap and sell.
It was swap and sell, put it on, but it was a swap meet. And I tell you what, it was a great time. I took Elk Killer out, and we wandered through all the little booze there. Now, the thing about it is, of course, with Elk Killer being the macho dog that she is, that other people had to hold their Dobermans and their Rottweilers back because they were afraid. But we saw this. We stopped this one table who and they recognized Elk Killer. But it's a group that right out of Weaverville. It's an artisan, and what beautiful work this man does.
It's blown glass.
It's called Soul Glass, and it's Michael and Darcy Hopko. And I cannot tell you what beautiful hand blown sculptures they do. I mean, they are not they're not a sponsor. Again, it's when you see something, we want to share it with you all. You are our friends. And they're out of Weaverville. Again, it's called Soul Glass Hand Blown Sculptures. I'm going to put their website on ours so we can link that. But I tell you what, he had a trout there made out of glass that when you look at it, when you first look at it, you think it's a photo. But
wow.
But it's not, of course. It's a sculpture. It's great.
Well, we got to take a break here. Sorry. And we really want to get right back because we got something really interesting around the corner. It's Monday. We're glad you're here. It's Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Carla Linda Bott. It's Monday, June 8th. Okay, you know how much fun I have poking fun at the Record Searchlight. I mean, I do, and it's done in good nature because I believe in a paper for a community, but I also believe that there should be certain aspects of the paper that should stand out. But they did. Okay, you ready? Drum roll here. I think they did really a great job on Sunday with their tank series. Transmission Agency of Northern California, an answer to energy issues. They brought up a number of great subjects here. And if you want to know about tank, pick up the paper and read it. It's good. Now, we've had people on that have stopped tank on our show. And on Thursday, we're having Paul Hooser, the head of REU, who's going to talk about tank and why we need it. That starts, of course, at 8:05 on Thursday, so mark it on your calendars. But now, we have something else.
In the studio with us to tell us about something that's pretty awesome that's going on in our community here is Gene King and Charlie Manoer, class of 62 and 66, Anderson High School's 100th year celebration.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Welcome to the studio.
Helen, good to be here.
Good morning. Wow. Okay, so let's start with you, Gene. Tell us about the events and what's going on.
Well, the first event is this Saturday. It's a golf tournament at Gold Hills, and Charlie's in charge of that, so I'll let him give more information what's happening there. But in September, on September 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we have a number of events in Anderson, starting off with the Anderson High School Serenade. It's like the Mosquito Serenade, but they're all graduates of Anderson High School and students. It's a rockin' in the park. The teachers are going to be playing, and we're going to have a barbecue. It's only $10 a person. Really a fun event. And the next day, we have the homecoming parade, and we are going to the homecoming football game. We have old homecoming queen. Old, that's not a good thing to say. But anyway.
Yesteryear,
homecoming queens.
The senior homecoming.
The senior, yeah.
The masters. The master homecoming queens.
At the dedication of the Bob Reed football stadium. So that's going to be a real big event. And a lot of the classes are having mini reunions around. Now, this reunion is for all graduates of Anderson High School. So we have... We have families that have been there for five generations, and so they are attending and coming, having tables, and we have classes. Am I going too long?
What's the oldest? What's the oldest reunion? Or the
classmate that I've heard from was a graduate in 1942. So they probably could be older, but that's the 1942. So they're and I get
so
them even on emails.
So class of 42.
Yeah, and they're even on email and stuff. So it's great.
Well, my mother came from a small school in the hills of Kentucky,
uh-huh.
And they would have their reunion. It would be like it would be a high school reunion for everybody.
Yeah.
So people from all years would come to it, and because hers was of course back in the 30s, but. Yeah, she would never miss it.
Yeah, well, this one, classes don't have good reunions, and people want to come, and nobody's doing anything. So this is one for everybody, teachers, staff, everybody.
And this is many days, many events.
Yeah. Yeah, the Saturday, let me just finish that, I'll let Charlie take over, is that we have a breakfast at the high school and then a big dinner dance at the fairgrounds for everybody, street dance kind of party.
When's that going to be?
That's on the 5th. And we're thinking there'll be several thousand people at that event at least.
Yeah. Can you come if you weren't a member of the school?
You bet. We
you
welcome
bet.
Everybody.
And Charlie?
Well, we want to present the school with a gift. And so the large gym has been remodeled, and so we're looking to put in a series of cabinets that will be in Anderson High School Hall of Fame. And so this Saturday, the 13th, we're having a golf tournament, a benefit golf tournament for that gift. And we've got 36 teams, 144 golfers. We've got hold sponsors, lots of raffle prizes. So our goal is to put ourselves well down the road towards putting these cabinets in for the Hall of Fame.
Wow, that sounds like a successful event on the way on Saturday. Are there any openings still?
No. In fact, we've got three teams on the wait list. So,
that's how you like to put
good.
It on, don't
that's,
you?
That's good.
You know what? You ought to hire yourself out to a couple of these other events that are going on around here. Which, you know, they come in here dragging people.
Well, people love to go to high school reunion events, and what a worthy. All fundraisers have some kind of thing that, of course, is very worthy. But your high school, it was a time when your life was shaped and lifetime friendships have been made. But we have to take a break. We're going to be back with Gene King and Charlie Manoer of the Anderson 100-year class reunion events. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and the Bot. We've got the representatives of the 100th, or the centennial reunion, or I guess centennial anniversary of Anderson High School. And I swear, you know, Gene, you're just a kid. Charlie? Not too sure. I think maybe you could pass.
It's open season, Carl. Look out.
He said something about my high school. You know, not that I just barely remember that high school. I went to it for a year. But what do you two want to leave our audience with, the hundreds of thousands of people out there?
Well, first of all, we really want to have people spread the word. It's hard to get hold of everybody. They've never kept addresses. So it's really important that if you didn't get an invitation, you're invited. And people think they're waiting to get that. So in order to get information about it, you can get it a couple places. There's a website, www.AndersonUnionHighSchoolCentennial. It's a mouthful, but if you go to, you can Google it and get it pretty easily. So you can get all the information on that website. You can also give me a call, Gene King. My phone number is 221-2060. And or email me at margogene@aol.com. I know that's hard to keep track of,
the big thing is that when you I found the site because I need to get a hold of y'all.
Yeah,
and I sent the day I wrote an email, I got an answer back the next day because because they're on top of that. So again, it's Anderson
Union High School Centennial. .com. That's the website. And you can find how to get hold of us through there, but you can also download a reservation and all the information, pictures. Classmates are adding information about themselves, pictures when they were going to school. It's really a fun site. So
I bet it is.
100 years. Closing thoughts, Charlie.
No, it's going to be fun. We talked during the break about how you stay in touch with friends over the years, and that really is the fun part about reunions. And then there will be people there that we haven't seen in a long time. So that's the joy.
Thank you so much, Charlie and Gene. But before we have to go on to our next subject, Gene, we were at the break and we were talking about how did you leave and did you come back? And I always wonder why people are in Reading. And you had said that you lived in Santa Barbara, which I think is one of the most beautiful spots on earth. And then did I hear you say, but I'm back in Reading, and I think this is the best place to ever be.
That's exactly what I said. I love being back here. It's just people are friendly and warm. It's a hometown and beautiful area, lots to do. And I'm really glad that I made the move back here.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. And like I said, I was envious because I went to so many high schools that to see people that have had buddies since they were, you know, as long as they can remember, in fact, that you've had friends and that they're still here. And I think they've done surveys, and they have found that, believe it or not, most people live within like 150 miles of where they graduated from high school. Isn't that strange? You know, even in the days of mobility, and I would say, you know, that they go off to college even and they come back to the area. So. And there's reasons for that, and I think Gene hit one, is that Reading and the surrounding area here in the North State, it's just beautiful. And that's why we came here.
And people's hearts are open and welcoming, and I think that hometown feeling, I mean, I was in Salt Lake City this weekend, and people said, wow, you're in Reading. I said, I love the community of Reading. That's all I can say. Please, when you come through, look us up, come see us. We really want you to see how beautiful this North State of Reading is. So they just second our thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll have you back. I know you're going to have a great golf tournament this weekend.
Yes.
You know, I had six teams I wanted to sign up, but obviously there's no room. you know, Frosty and I usually we bring in three or four foursomes apiece, being the golfers that we are.
We do have an opportunity for you to sponsor a hole if you'd like. It's only $200.
Oh, I'll be all over that as soon as Frosty you know, joins me on that.
Yeah. Didn't mean to choke you up.
It's okay. But our engineer, Steve Minna, who has all the money, will be glad to give $200. So, okay, thanks a lot for this.
Thank you so
much. Now, we've got a caller that's going to be right in after the break, and that he's going to be talking about our veterans coming home from combat. He's going to be talking about what to do when your veteran comes home, either male or female. John or Johnny come marching home, but they're having a seminar, I guess that's the best way of putting it, for people on this coming Wednesday. But I'm going to let him talk about it. They're going to clarify some obstacles that are facing our veterans, both young and old, as they come home from combat. That'll be right after the break. Now, we've got about break time. You know, sometimes on Monday, I am so here.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break now. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott here, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We always want you to go to our website, freefireradio.com. Love to hear your comments. Love to hear, interact with you, interchange with you. Give us a call. What's the office number again?
241-2682 is our office number.
Because I never call it. So
I know.
It's like a cell phone that you just don't call.
A lot of people call it. But it's 241-2682, freefireradio.com. You can get a hold of us with emails, as many, many of you do. So
we encourage you to do that.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225. Hilltop Drive. They did great deals on great jewelry. You want some jewelry redone, you want that watch repaired, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive is a place to go. They're open from 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Okay, now, we were talking about a seminar that's going to be coming about making family reunions positive and things also that obstacles encountered by military families. Captain Wessling,
yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for the invitation.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing here on Wednesday?
Yes, the seminar will be at the Reading Library between 1 and 3. That's this coming Wednesday, June 10th. And it's based primarily on the book When Johnny/Joni Comes Marching Home, Making Family Reunions Positive. The point of importance here is the fact that reunions are vulnerable because people experience changes, both the people at home and the people who are deployed in the service of their country. Changes occur during these long deployments, some as short as 7 months, but many are 12 and 15 months, and things occur in the stressful period. It's stressful for both, really.
Well, so, Dr. Wessling, can you give a little background, a little of your background for people that, and I don't know why they wouldn't know you, because you're probably one of the most best well-known personalities in the North State, but can you give a little background on what you've done?
Well, I'll be co-presenting with Mike Wiley, who is a former combat veteran as a PBR boat captain and who has a Master of Social Work. My own experience, I've been an Episcopal priest for 53 years and went through special training during the 26 years in the middle of my career when I was a military chaplain for the Navy and Marine Corps. And during that period of time, I returned to my family from active combat three times. None of those times was I ready, nor were their expectations ready to receive me as I was. So I went to work and got some postgraduate studies and tried to become smart on this issue. And was able to contribute to the Center for Prisoner War Studies in San Diego in 1973-1974. I did the basic research and workbook and did training with Navy professionals to deal with the POWs returning from Hanoi. And based on that, I created a seminar in the Pacific Fleet, which I held for six years, in terms of preparing people coming back on ships. And we actually created the seminar for doing that, to prepare people who had been away from home to return to the families. And also a complimentary seminar was held for the spouses on shore waiting to receive the returning personnel. So I've become a family advocate, a military family advocate, and out of that I published the book that I've mentioned, and would like to make these insights available to people here, because we have such a large population that is affected by the current conflicts, either by being by their spouse being in conflict, and or by being in a support capacity.
I understand that you're going to be providing coping methods when the warriors come home.
We'll deal with coping methods not only with the separation, but in the returning situations.
You know, I can tell you, after being deployed so many times in my career, that you come home with somewhat different expectations than maybe your family has. And one of them that we always ran into was that, you know, when you're deployed, your wife has to take over everything. Your spouse takes over everything. It used to be just your wife, but now it's your spouse takes over everything.
Indeed.
I mean, they pay the bills, they make sure the grass is cut, they take care of the kids, they do everything. And then when the warrior comes home, they expect to kind of like step back into that role, and there's a lot of resentment there.
The expectations indeed change because people change. And many of these service people on first deployments, when they leave, their spouse is very much dependent upon them. And when they return, certainly this was true with the POWs, when they returned, their spouses, who always had been dependent upon them for every decision, were out pounding on desks in Congress and giving speeches in Europe, and they were new people. And I think they ushered in many ways, reunion or the reaffirmation of the spouse's role, which we've come to understand now as liberation. But there are changes that occur, and especially these deployments. Not all of these deployments are in Iraq and Afghanistan, but I've been with the fleet, I've deployed with the fleet as well as in combat, and all of these deployments are stressful because of the hours of work and so on, say with the fleet or with other supportive activities in the military. We have something like 315 Navy ships often at sea. We have a Coast Guard that is at sea constantly. And we have soldiers in about 400 bases outside the United States that are not in the direct era, conflict. So, but they're all stressful, and our military is getting overloaded, and everybody is doing about two or three jobs. And this changes people, and it changes the family. You talked about expectations. When the soldier comes home, be it male or female, there is an interest of reuniting the home activity and sitting down in front of the fireplace, whereas the spouse has been probably working or going to school and certainly managing children in the absence, and that person would like very much to get out of the house and do something exciting. So those things have to be negotiated, and how to negotiate differences is one of the subjects of the seminar.
Hey, Captain, we're going to have to take a quick break here. And when we come back, I want to make sure everybody knows where to go and what's going to be going on at the class before we let you go, okay? All right, this is Carl Lindabad on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. That was disgusting during the break. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Finest Tobacco Emporium, west of the Mississippi. Espresso Joe's to get the coffee you want. Joe and Shelley, really great people. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
One of our favorite hangs.
Okay, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us one more time where it's going to be at?
Yes, I will. I have two additions that I wanted to make, and I'll be brief.
Okay.
Right now we have people on their third and fourth tours, and if these tours are a year, it means an absence from the family for a period of 4 years in the vital time of growing up and reuniting with the family. We'll make the statement in the seminar that everybody who has been in combat has PTSD to some degree, and we'll talk about how to listen to these folks who return, because to listen is to honor. And so we will be teaching, we will be showing where they can get resources on active listening and how to deal with that. The other thing I wanted to say is that we have many people in the National Guard or activated reserves that compose about 50%, I've been told, of those people who are in the combat theater, and they return to our area and disperse to places like Burney or Corning throughout the county, and they need the kind of support that they can get by the understanding of their neighbors and by the listening of their families. Now, how to reach us? The program will be at the Reading Library. It's a free experience. It'll be Wednesday afternoon between 1 and 3. The text of the book will be available so that they can refer to it and take it home with them if they wish.
Well, I tell you what, Doctor, what you're doing is a great service to our community. You know, people know of Reading being in the North State being such a patriotic area, and we have so many veterans, and so many of our young people are fighting in the defense of our nation, and we need to understand, you know, what they've been through. And like you said, it doesn't even have to be if they've been in combat; it's just been deployed a lot or being away. And so, and where they can get, if they're in the regulars or the not in the National Guard or reserves, they're usually surrounded by other men and women who have been fighting or been deployed. But once they come back, like you said, and they go to Burney or they go back to Hayfork, they go to some place like that, find young men and women, they may need that group to talk to. And that's just one of the things that, you know, that we've been discussing. So, Wednesday.
This seminar and the book are resources to be of assistance.
Absolutely. So, okay, we're talking Wednesday, June 10th at the Reading Public Library from 1 to 3.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for what you do, Doctor.
Thanks for the opportunity to express it, because our motivation here solely is to help our shipmates.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just a... an interesting and wonderful man. We've heard him speak before at Marine Corps balls and out at the Iowa Cemetery. And I would think it would be worthy for anybody who's somehow attached. It could be your neighbor. It could be a friend. It could be a son. It could be just a friend of a friend. To understand how we as a community can help the people who serve our country in a way that we don't come to quick judgment. We understand a process, perhaps. And here, Doctor had years of chaplain experience. So not only, you know, he was hearing probably insights from being able to hear and see the insight of many of the warriors that would come to him on a level for spiritual guidance as well.
Well, it does, and it's when you see it firsthand, you know, before a regular deployment, whether you're going to combat or if you're going just on a regular deployment, like the doctor said, you know, you have a 6-month workup is what we call it. So, you know, you go through everything, all the training, but the families go through a workup at the same time. They set up their wives' organizations. They set up everything. You know, all the wills are done, all the paperwork's done, all the allotments are done. So everybody is as ready as possible to deploy. Now, you get something like Desert Shield, Desert Storm. When that started, Desert Shield, I mean, from the time that Hussein came across the border to the time that I deployed with my reconnaissance elements was like 3 days. And what that meant was that people just literally picked up, and we weren't sure which day we were going. So every day would be like, I may go tomorrow. And the last time I saw my family, they were driving back down the road and I was driving out.
Wow.
And I went and I just said goodbye and I left for 8 months. Now, everybody that was in that wasn't prepared like that, and they didn't have the workups. They didn't have all the wives, you know, organizations that were set up right then. The amount of the breakups of marriages was just astronomical, because marriages that had been together for 18, 20 years were breaking up, and you know their spouses left for 8, 9, 10 months, and it was the whole thing was tough on everybody. We've learned a lot from that too, but still, it's not easy, and people don't believe, it's one thing to be away for a week, you know, your husband's traveling or your wife's traveling, she's gone for a week. Try 8 months. Without prior knowledge, and it's a little tough.
It's like a shock.
What is it? It's a huge shock, and it's just one of these things that that people. We got to take a break, but I'm going to talk about something I heard last night, which really irritated me, about people thinking the military gets such a great deal. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean. News Talk 1400.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Now, you had something in your craw.
Well, yeah. You know, the thing is, a couple of things. I was watching some comedian on TV last night. And they were talking about, you know, how do you pay for the war in Iraq? And Obama's war, by the way. Because
that was an insert.
Go ahead. It's Obama's war. He said we're staying. Tell me it's not.
Come on.
He could stop it. Is he? No. What's he doing in Afghanistan? So that's Obama's war. Somebody call in and tell me I'm wrong, because he could end it if he wanted to. Has he chosen to do it? No, I give him an A on what he's done. I mean, I'm glad he didn't, but it's Obama's war now. Okay, but anyway, he said you could pay for the Iraqi war, because there was he gave as an example, it was 115,000 acres of an Air Force base in Florida, and part of it's along the coast, the beaches. He said, why did the military need beachfront housing? Well, you know, you were I don't know. Why don't you, Mr. Comedian, why don't you go in and serve a tour or two, and maybe you'd have a better idea that just because you're a member of the military, you're not a second-class citizen. And it just so happens that they have beachfront housing. And so what? You know, they don't deserve it. Well, you want to sell all the beachfront property and get the money? I wouldn't probably say that too loud in California if I was, you know, I'd be worried if I was Camp Pendleton, because they have some great beachfront
yeah.
down there. I mean, they've got 27 mm. miles of beachfront.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Hey, the other thing is that, I'm surprised nobody called me when I said it was Obama's war. I really am. I didn't really mean to get that started with only 3 minutes left either. But the other thing is we get emails all the time, and there's this one gentleman that writes to me, takes me to task. He did one a few months ago. Well, it was last year, really. It was during the election time. And he got me, he wrote to me again. And one of the things that we mentioned is health care. And I had a bunch of stuff written out on this. But and what he said was essentially is the United States needs to have their health care system looked at. We have horrible numbers in infant mortality. We spend over 50%, more than anybody else does on on medical care, statistic after statistic. And as I wrote back to him, and I usually, when I write, I don't like to write long emails. I try to do it with a succinctness of one or two lines. But I wrote back to him, and, I believe that our health care needs to be really
overhauled.
Looked at and needs to be overhauled. And I'm looking at it from two or three different, viewpoints, maybe. I've had the opportunity to live in several countries that have had socialized medicine, or have had nationalized medicine, I should say. And when I was in Croatia, I ended up going to the hospital there for a food poisoning. But, ambulance, a night and an entire night and half the next day in the hospital, and I had to pay $125. And that was with the treatment and the doctors and everything. Now, the fact that I was in kind of a ward with in between two old guys that were dying very noisily next to me, okay, that's just part of it. But I also know is that when you get into the healthcare and these other nations, and these industrialized nations in Europe, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, there are a lot of other parts to it that most people don't understand. We've got like a minute left. But this is a subject we want to talk about this week. We've got an open, I think Friday we've got it open. So we're probably going to talk about healthcare and how you can revamp it. And I am just looking for what President Obama wants to do. I'm looking for his plan. I hope everybody is, just to see what he is planning, and is it going to cost us the future? Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?